Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two. What you gonna do?
Boy, sure you sound good to hear your voice. Woo, in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a bass in your
thank
voice.
You, thank
so last,
thank
time
you.
We, last time before you got sick, you was a little high-pitched. And got that bass back in there. Sounded like Barry White. Hey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had a crazy 2 months vacation with a weird chick named Rona.
Corona's no joke.
Good Lord,
yeah.
You ain't lying.
Rona. She's been bee slapping you all month.
You ain't lying. Rona did me dirty, boys. Treated me like a $2 shaky butt.
I'm glad you back, though. Woo. Wanted to kick her ass. Let's go see what this is. Out for the count. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Well,
I'm glad to be back.
We had the program ready to go, and then we scrambled around and forgot about the damn debate with the VP,
yeah.
So we had to regroup.
Oh, Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to watch that. And it was coming on at the same time that the show was airing. Our show was airing, so
yeah,
yeah no,
boy.
Everybody
going to want to see Kamala destroy Race Bannon. For those of you young people who don't remember Johnny Quest, go Google Race Bannon from Johnny Quest. You'll know who I'm talking about. He's like a creepy, pervy Johnny Quest character. But we did the right thing because a lot of people tuned into that. That was the talk of Black Twitter for about 3 days, him having a fly on his head.
Yeah,
Flies always know where the crap is.
Yeah.
So you land in a big steaming pile of monkey crap.
Yeah. So we back, and we need to update. It's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. Like, it's just, we need like a whole month worth of shows to update us on what's going on. Like, for real. I'm going to let y'all speak. I'm going to hand it over to Darius right quick. But I just, this interview that Kenneth Walker did, man, that about Breonna Taylor, the phone call that he made to 911, he made a point. He said, why would I call 911 if I knew that was the police at the door? You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They got him on he sounds distraught on the call, too. I don't know what's going on. That don't sound like nobody that know. And he was like, it's dead. Why would I shoot at the police after they done told me that it's the police that do it? Why would I shoot them? That was last time. I was like, you know, it just don't make no sense. So this AG of Kentucky, I think he's going to get held accountable. I think he's going to lose his job once it all comes down to it. Because these two attorneys that Kenneth Walker got ain't no joke. They ain't playing no game.
Well, let me I still say I update that story in my – if anybody want to join my group of protesting for major changes for now in the future, is still open. I update what's going on in the Black community when it comes to stories. And about Breonna Taylor, I think that attorney general, if Biden gets in for argument purposes, he's going to be held accountable in Kentucky, and he's going to have a pink slip.
You can't. Unfortunately, we can't do nothing about him. He's an elected official. You got to elect him out. So if it was an appointee, the good folks of Kentucky they got to fire him on election.
And this is the thing. But he could be held accountable. Like, it could be some criminal. It might be some criminal stuff going on there.
Nope. Everything. He didn't do anything criminal. What he did was unethical and just flat out wrong. But he didn't do anything criminal because he has the ultimate power. Unfortunately, Kentucky is one of those states where you have to vote for the attorney general. And I do believe, isn't his term up? Isn't he going for re-election this November?
Mm-hmm.
I have to double-check that, but I thought he was up for election.
I don't know. But I got –
Because if that's the case, because Kentucky's governor would have bounced him by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he sent enough angry messages – to the dude to do the right thing, and dude says, screw you, I'm going to do what I want.
That's messed up.
It's double standard America.
Well, yeah, and he's a liar. And that's the other thing. He's an absolute piece of garbage. You know, he's scared for his life. He's, you know, according to CNN yesterday, he's literally walking around with armed security after serious credible threats to him and his life and his family.
Oh, my goodness.
And let's not forget, he's engaged to Mitch McConnell's granddaughter or goddaughter. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of them. He's one of them. He's a good old-fashioned Stephen Fletchett, a back-bending, weak-kneed Uncle Tom. That's what he is.
Yeah. Uncle Tom's nephew.
Yep. He chicken George off roots. Yes, sir, Massa. I won't be pressing charges against the good boys in blue, Massa. But yeah, it's unfortunately, I don't see anything happening with the Breonna Taylor in this election cycle. The only other thing that could possibly happen is if Bill Barr stepped in from the Department of Justice, and we know that ain't happening. Because according to him, there is nothing, there is no racial thing. This is just one-off situations. There isn't no bias with the police. The police aren't anti-black. They're just doing their jobs.
Oh.
Another piece of cow patty. I'm trying not to curse, y'all.
He tried to investigate Obama's administration and found nothing.
The Republicans tried, and they found nothing. The Republicans investigated the investigators and put out a full-page report. Was it 100-and-something pages? And determined the same. They even found stuff that Robert Mueller didn't found last month. And they released it. It was a bipartisan investigation on the Senate, and they found that Trump did all the things that we thought he did, and guess what? They still didn't care.
Well, so, they show their true colors. So what's the difference?
Yeah. So they went further than Robert Mueller did, because Mueller didn't go into Trump's finances. He didn't go into certain things. He stuck with A, B, and C. They went always as far as G and put out this big report and explained how these guys – not only was Russia involved, he knew it. It's one thing if it happened, you didn't know, you're not accountable. But if it happened, you knew and you welcomed it, and then you asked China to help out too. So, hey, man, there you go.
Well,
I got to say, from the giddy up in New York, they've been.
Letitia James. President?
Yeah, he's going to be going to jail. Trust.
I don't know about that, but his kids might.
What's that? And you talking about in New York, the state?
Yeah, if Biden wins the election, Letitia James are coming. They're going to go after Trump's family. They're going to go after them records, including his taxes. And do not be surprised if one of his family members go to jail.
Well, yeah, especially Junior and Eric.
Don Junior.
And then little Barbie, she probably be going too. See, there's
his
multiple things
girlfriend.
That are happening. Yeah, and then you have Cy Vance. Let's not forget that. Bill Barr can't get that kid off of that. He's the one that actually has Trump's tax returns. And some kind of way, somebody in that office, Cy Vance, and one of the investigators. And what? How do you think the all the news reports got Trump's tax returns 2-3 weeks ago? You know, they were able to do these full-on stories because somebody leaked them in that office.
Yeah.
So that's how we know he only pays $750 a month.
That ain't nothing to him.
Well, it's showing here so far in the swing state, your boy Biden is 17 points up.
Well, I got the battleground poll.
Mm.
Let's see. Wisconsin, Biden is up by 7, 50 to 43%. Arizona's Biden, 48 to 45%. Florida, he got a 3-point edge over 45. Michigan, Biden is up by 7. North Carolina's Biden's up by 3 points. Ohio is still kind of a toss-up. Pennsylvania, Biden's up by 7. Wisconsin, by 7.
What?
That's the swing.
Wisconsin, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Now, if you want to look, well, he's been steadily up there. But as far as I'm concerned, the other states like Georgia, yeah, that's a tie. Effective tie in Georgia. And I don't know about Texas. Texas is still like a Democratic, not Democratic, Republican dominated state.
We might turn it around. We might turn
around. That'd be the first time
today.
Since. That's like if Biden gets that state, that'd be the first time it go blue since 1976 after the Nixon resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. But I
think you got that
seen,
right.
Yeah, I have seen long lines across the country of people voting. I voted last week, and it was a long line backed up in the parking lot.
Yeah, here in Texas, too. Yep.
Oh, yeah, because we got early voting here in Philly, and a lot of folks were going to City Hall, and I mean, we're talking about four-hour wait lines. You know, and it's – well, you see what they're doing in Texas, in certain counties where a judge sided with the Republicans and Donald Trump because they were – yeah, they have one ballot drop-off box.
Oh, no,
so,
we shut that down. We shut that down.
Yeah, but because the federal judges that Trump appointed, you know, they sided with him in his lawsuit, which doesn't make any sense. So you got to get that up to the Supreme Court before this chick gets in. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
That's the next topic. Cause she sat up. I watched the first day. She sat up and pretty much went around every question that they asked her. And knowing that, you know, they had shown prior reports where she had said certain things about the Obamacare and stuff like that, and pro-life and all that. Now she's acting brand new.
Well, here's her cover. Her cover was those things were before I became a judge. Because remember, Trump appointed her to the lower court, and she made it through. And she went through the same thing, but they weren't as tough as they are now on her. But then we're finding out that there was documents that she signed off on. And she said, I watched her this morning, and she's going, well, I didn't even know. I forgot all about it. The people had to tell me about it. Like, come on, man. Come on. Now, mind you, she only sat on that court for – it's only been 2 years. So he put her – I think she got on there in 2018, 17 or 18 or something like that. So she ain't been around long enough to make it to the Supreme Court. That's why they're touting this whole, oh, she's the youngest, blah, blah, blah. Of course she's the youngest because he found a chick out of nowhere. She's the only one that the Federalist Society, they gave him a list. Because if you go and do the research and the reports that were coming out about him picking people, they told him you are not allowed to. Mitch McConnell told him. Lindsey Graham told him. The Federalist Society told him. The evangelicals told him, shut up, wait for the list, pick from this list. We do not want you making this decision because it's probably the last big decision you will make because they already know he's out of here.
We don't know that. The thing is, he might still challenge the Supreme Court about the voting. If he loses by the landslide, you know he's still going to, and his support is going to be acting up on election night, and he's going to try to challenge that.
Well, it don't matter, because when you lose by a landslide in electoral college, go with you. You can't that much cheating. That's the talk. Landslide it, he can't challenge it. It won't make it that far. Okay? Now, here's the other side of it. We look like we're going to take the Senate and the House. Let's believe that we're going to get the Senate and the House.
Okay.
And let's say that he beats Biden by some weird freak of nature, because it's virtually impossible other than cheating. What's going to happen is the minute he gets he raises his hand again to do the dance again, he's going to get impeached. There's nobody to save him this time.
He'll be out of there like
Nixon. You know,
how is he going to get impeached this time?
Because
if the Democrats hold the House and Senate, he's through.
Yeah, he didn't get it. He got. Oh, let's be honest. Let's be straight with the facts. He already got impeached. He just wasn't removed. On record, he's amongst the list of impeached president. Bill Clinton is an impeached president.
Yeah,
but he just wasn't removed. So this time, the House impeaches. The Senate removes, right? So
right.
What happens is, when we do this dance again, if he has an ounce of brain in his head, he will call Mike Pence, say, come see me. I'm going to step down. I'm going to make you president, but you pardon me day one. Just like Nixon did. Nixon knew that the minute the word got back to him, that the minute they knew he was going to resign. So they knew the minute that he resigns, he won't make it off the White House lawn without handcuffs. So that's why he did what he did, and he made his vice president president and said, I won't drag this thing out. I won't create a disaster for the country. I'm going to do this fast for you. You just give me a pardon on any possible federal crimes, and that's what they did. That's what Trump's going to have to do, because he's going to have federal, state, and possibly international, because he removed the United States out of the international court. That's the only reason why there isn't a big mess around the world about putting kids in cages from South America, because he pulled us out of the court, because he already knew that Jeff Sessions was into some weird stuff. Old foghorn, leghorn, hillbilly ass.
Well, that's why his career is over.
Well, he fired Jeff Sessions because Jeff Sessions, you couldn't find a better brown noser. Okay, he was the ultimate yes man. But when it came down to a few specific things, Jeff Sessions didn't have enough dirt to make it look legit. And Trump didn't like it. Jeff Sessions was smart enough to know. He's been around the Senate long enough to know that, hey, man, I'm not trying to go to jail for this dude. So when Robert Mueller came around, he didn't shut it down. He separated
himself
and let Rob Rosenstein take over. Yeah, because he recused himself, and Rob Rosenstein took over. Then we find out Rob Rosenstein was also a part of the lock the kids up and put them in cages.
Yeah.
So we find out all this information late, and once there's a saying called the October Surprise. I don't know if you ever heard that.
I heard it several times.
October Surprises, you can always guarantee that one side got a shooter drop or some smut to throw in somebody's name right before the election in November. Well, Trump got a whole bunch of surprise. It's like every day, every week. We find out something new. This whole 2020 was a surprise for Trump.
Well,
and
what do y'all believe he really had that coronavirus?
Yeah,
I do. I also believe that the steroids that he all hyped up on, and that concoction that only 100 people in the entire world has access to. Experimental stuff that they tested on aborted fetuses Let's see, if evangelicals love his ass so much, I guess they didn't realize that the thing that they tested before they shot at him, they tested it on aborted fetuses cells. So, yeah, that do it. When you're the president, you're the most powerful man in the goddamn world, you can get anything you want, even a cure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and he comes out telling them, oh, we got the best drugs, we got the best medicines, the best machines, we're going to get this all wrapped up. Nobody has even access to that. You have to be on the mega, mega rich scale to get it. And he, if he was out there by himself and he was in Trump Tower catching it and he wasn't president, couldn't even afford to get it.
Mm-mm.
Trump's broke.
But,
he's been pulling, his campaign is broke. They have been pulling ads down left and right. They can't get no serious donor to put and infuse them with any cash. That's
why
all
that money on the fireworks.
Freaking out.
That's why.
And the worst part is that
to that fundraiser to get that money.
Yeah, because he even his donors don't believe in him anymore. They're worried about the down ballots. Like, oh, we lost this. We are worried about the down ballots. And I always tell people, follow the money. He did his job. His job was to come in and destabilize everything, mess everything up, pump three judges through the system, and go right off into the sunset and end up in jail. They're done with him. He done made
and
a
let
whole bunch
Democrats
of dudes rich.
Clean it up.
Well, he wasn't. Those
that,
two
ain't
judges,
that how it
two
works?
The judges passed away. They
well,
wasn't expecting
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They didn't
and,
care.
And you know, they didn't care. They wanted to hurry up and fill them seats.
But
I can understand the last one, but to do the one that just died the way they're doing this, oh, man. And they made Obama wait 8 months, 10 months technically.
Right. Right.
Well, can I say this? It's going to cost them on Election Day, big time. That's all I'm going to say. If people, if the way this voting going across the country, don't be surprised if the Democrats get more than the necessary 3 or 4 seats to get the majority.
Well,
and now
I can see that.
This black dude in South Carolina,
Jamie Harrison.
No, yeah, he's taking
he's
whose
neck,
place?
Well, Lindsey Graham. They're, they're neck and neck.
Yeah.
They need to vote
it's time for Lindsey to go.
In South Carolina because Lindsey Graham got to go.
Yeah, he's going to go, and I cannot wait to see.
I hope.
Oh, my God. I just can't
y'all really
see
think
it.
Lindsey
I'm
Graham
going to get
lose?
Up.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Y'all
really
think
do.
Lindsey Graham going to lose
in
a traditional
I really do,
Republican state?
I really do. I'm going to tell you why. Because he has Republicans putting out the most money for anti-Lindsey campaigns.
Wow.
So I wish you would call him. Remember, okay, think about how he opened up the hearing this morning. He opened up the hearing bitching and moaning and crying about how there's so much cash being thrown into the elections. He was talking about the brother. The brother's donations are sky high. Unbelievable. You know why? Because a lot of them are Republican. A lot of them are Republican. That's been the talk of the day. Lindsey Graham crying about
right?
her campaign.
And I'm up here thinking the black people have stood up. I'm thinking they're black people is getting them donates, getting his money, his coins up
no,
there.
No. This is business. This is corporations. It is black people. But most of all, it is Republicans, traditional conservatives, conservatives, the anti-Trump people. Did you see the commercial where they're saying Lindsey got to go? The Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project.
They've been going after everybody.
I did not know they were Republicans.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
These are the traditional Republican
you
votes,
they
but,
are,
but they hate Trump.
These are the people that were old Reaganites. These were the people that were George Bush Sr. And they were in the background behind George Bush Jr. Michael Steele, the first black Republican convention chairman. I mean, Republican National Committee chairman. You got Bill Kristol, who was one of the guys that was behind going into Iraq. I mean, the real hawkish fucks. I mean, all of them. Even Mr. Mustache. I'm sure he's going to join him any day now after his book stops selling. Yeah, any day now. If this book stops selling, he's going to be right over there with him because those are his boys. He's going to go hang out with his homies and say, yeah, Trump got to go, but it's a little too late now because he's still riding the wave of his book.
Yeah.
And to the point now, people went and got a job with Trump knowing something bad was going to happen just so they can come out with a book and make and just get a quick $2.5 million deal. I'm ready to go there and ask me, you need me to come sweep or something, sir? And I'm going to come out with a book, and then I'm going to say F you all the way to the the vote for Biden.
Well,
get my little $2 million.
I know that Susan Collins going to lose May. That's probably a definite. To me, I said, like, was it last year or the year before, she sealed her own fate about the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what they're using as their excuse. Well, at least Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, remember, you can pull the tape. I said this, but then he comes up, the way they treated Kavanaugh, all rules, all gloves are off and all rules out the window. Okay, bro. Yeah, I can't wait for him to go. I cannot wait for his slick talking behind go. And here's the problem. You've got to listen to what these dudes say because they tell you what they're going to do, and they're going to do it. Because during the Kavanaugh hearings, Lindsey Graham was the next in line. And Pops, the old dude with the glasses, never remember his name. He was the chairman.
Lindsey Graham, Grassley.
What happened was Grassley wanted the chairmanship for another committee that one of his guys was bowing out and he was up next over there. And he says, I can't do both. Y'all can have this. I'll be a member here, but I want to be chairperson over there. And Lindsey Graham looked into the camera. Then he looked over to his left at the Democrats. And he said, I want you all to remember this. If we win this election and the Republicans still hold the Senate, I'm going to be chairman and I'm going to make you regret it. And he's keeping his word.
Well, there's a thing called karma. If Jamie Harrison wins November 3rd, he's going to be the main one mad at himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. They're going to lose, but they've made so – he's been in there so long, he can go sit and get a six figures just sitting on a board somewhere. Or he can just go around giving $150,000 speeches. He's gonna ride his old behind off to the sunset, right? Think about it. When the last time you heard from the Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan? When last time you heard from Paul Ryan?
You haven't heard of
like these dudes leave and go get rich.
Well, where's Paul Ryan? This man just disappeared.
Yeah, you know why he disappeared? Because if you follow him on Twitter and you look into the dark corner holes, he's somewhere looking at money. He ain't got time for that public life. You can't get him to say but so much. Maybe retweet here and there, but he's off somewhere chilling. So that's just the way it is. But it's time to get these old farts out of here. If the Democrats want to do something, they need to put term limits on Supreme Court justices.
That was my next topic.
How about that?
I think they should pack the court. Why not pack the court?
Well, if they stack the
court,
you don't
want to do that.
If they put Barrett in, that's 9, gets in there. I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm thinking Kavanaugh going to get – he going to have – either he going to resign or going to pull him off the bench anyway because he lied.
No, they can't take him off now.
Well, that means they're
yes, they can.
Impeach
yes,
him.
They can.
They have to impeach him. Yeah. Yeah. Federal judges get impeached all the time. That's why they put Adam Schiff in charge of Trump impeachment. Because he was the only one who's ever successfully impeached somebody. He impeached a federal judge. that was high up. You got that dude out of there.
What judge that dude was that?
Some judge on one of them circuits that's right beneath the Supreme Court. You know, he was a dirty judge, and Adam Schiff got him out of there. But here's the problem with packing the court. If the Republicans see and feel the sting of that, and if let's just say they ever get the House and the Senate again and get a Republican governor somewhere down the road, they're going to pack it some more to their favor. And then they're going to put a lock on it saying this is the number, and they're going to sign it into law. That's what the Democrats are going to do, what they should do. If y'all going to pack the court, you pack the court, and you also write into a law saying that this is the number, we can't go no further. That way,
that
the next time
that
we do a flip.
That law,
yeah.
That law
but
has
if
to be
we
voted
have,
on.
It's a, yeah, well, that's a constitutional amendment, which means you need two-thirds of everybody. And if the Democrats and got both chambers and they got the presidency, it can be done. But you got to be smart. Why you think Joe Biden don't want to talk about it? And
well,
the stupid news people, oh, he did duck it. He did dodge it. Yeah, because he ain't stupid. I'm not going to say it and going to piss independents off who are voting for me, because that's the last thing independents want to hear.
Well,
or moderates, because that's something a liberal would do.
And like I said, on election night, if Biden gets in, to me, I don't think he's going to – I think he'll probably stay for one term.
Yeah.
Of course, he's setting Kamala up to be the first African American
female president. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from the start.
But they got to go in there and have a hell of a 4 years. And the only way they can have a hell of a 4 years is, one, we got to remember there are over 40 million Americans who are on unemployment or waiting for unemployment to kick in.
And don't forget the coronavirus.
Because
it
of
ain't
COVID.
Going nowhere.
Including me. Right? So we're
this
we can't
dude here
work.
Is getting ready to make college free.
Who?
He's getting ready to make college free for state colleges free for household income under $150,000 a year.
That's his proposal, but it ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It
Why?
Ain't gonna happen. Because one, you got to remember, state colleges are ran by who? The state. And the same way, remember how Lindsey Graham, the only way you can make state colleges is infuse it with money, put money out there, and the state come grab it. And it put in the pot. And anybody who get money from that pot is for state colleges, so you don't have to pay. So that's like the grant, right? Well, the state has to accept it. And you see what happened when you have states who don't accept the money. Look at Lindsey Graham, how he started it off. Was it yesterday? When he was talking about how Obamacare completely trashed South Carolina. It didn't work for South Carolina. And then somebody, I can't remember which one, but later on they challenged him and said, yeah, it didn't work because you refused to take the money. The governor refused to take the Obamacare money, which he should have put into Medicare and put into the state. So it would have got more and more people care for free. We would have been able to hire more people at hospitals. We would have been able to do more things. But they refused the money. When you got a Republican governor who don't want free state college because that's taxable income, why does he want that? Because it makes the state more money. So they're going to challenge it, and they're going to say, no, we don't want it. So that's why it's a proposal. And I can see them try to go for it. And you know why he put it in there? Because that's to make the Bernie people happy.
Well,
that's him meeting Bernie halfway.
Because
Bernie wants all colleges to be free. Yeah. Bernie wants all the colleges to be free.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah, go ahead and call Duke up and say, hey, when the free shit start?
Yeah. But, well, here's since we're talking about politics, Mitch McConnell, I think he's going to be the main one in serious trouble, because they're going I believe the Democrats and the Senate, they're going to do a lot of investigations on him about stacking the courts with the judges, and that's just one. And they're going to investigate his wife, and there's going to be a whole lot. There's some judges he put in that was not even qualified to be judges.
What's wrong with his wife?
She's involved in, I think, some mess about the transportation issue. I'm not sure. I might have looked that up.
Who you talking about? Mitch McConnell's wife?
Yes, Elaine Chao.
Oh, yeah. Chao's tied up in something. What the heck was it? I lost track of that story.
I think it's about something in China. Something about dirty money, dark money. I just want to see McConnell's face that day when the Democrats take over. He wouldn't know what to do.
A lot of that stuff is going to get wrapped up when there's a switchover. You know, we're going to see a lot of people get snatched up. So, and it usually it usually comes in when a new attorney general comes in. And that's why, you know, I said, well, look, if Biden don't pick Kamala to be the vice president, then she better be attorney general.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
But I think Adam Schiff might be the attorney general.
I think that'd be a great idea. I really think it'd be a great idea. You know, or he can go the other way and make, I can't remember that sister that was a part of the Adam Schiff's team. That prosecuted Val Demings is a great choice too. So, because for me, I wanted her instead of Kamala. But I understand why they did Kamala, because Kamala is more marketable on a mainstream level. You know, think about all the, how much did we hear about her Indian background and her Jamaican this, and her story sound like a better story. To tell, you know, she's the daughter of immigrants, and we know Trump hates immigrants, so let's use that. So I get why they did it, you know. But I would have preferred a bulldog like her to go and literally run down anything that Trump did. So I expect Christmas Eve, there's going to be a lot of paper shredding going on after this election. Bill Barr will be in there all night shredding documents because he know he got about 3-4 weeks before he getting kicked out of there.
And he's going to be in legal trouble too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of it. I don't see how he can duck. He can duck any of the drama.
But here's a story I want to cover. What them 13 men that got arrested for plotting to kidnap the Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan?
Yeah.
I said, what in the world is going on with them people? They're now because they listen to 45 so much, they're gonna pay the ultimate price and they're gonna spend time in federal prison.
Yeah.
Because they listen to a fool in office.
Mm.
But what I'm fearing is if Biden wins the election by a landslide, somebody sent me a story in my group that these white nationalist groups, they are ready to cause chaos if Trump loses in my group.
Well, remember the whole purpose of going after that governor was to, one, make her suffer because they couldn't go to gyms.
They couldn't go to the gyms. They want
to. And the main point was, according to all the documents and the wiretapping, they wanted this to be the start of a civil war. They knew what they were doing, and got to remember, this is 13 men, and this whole plot covers 3 different states. They were talking about blowing up a bridge to distract cops. They literally visited and scoped out her vacation home twice. They were going to take her and a few other people. We just can't keep hearing about the governor. There were others on that list. They were going to snatch them all up, take them to another state, and put them on trial and execute them.
Mm.
They did weapons training and logistics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, and Michigan better get itself together, because there's no way in hell that you should be able to walk into the state capitol with weapons.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
during the George Floyd protest, they called us every name but the child of God.
So, and then they're calling a militia. That's not what a militia is. Okay, it's not what a militia is. These guys are terrorists. And we need to get some domestic terrorist laws on the books on the federal level, because there ain't many. They're very thin.
Wow.
And the reason why they don't have them yet, that the Democrats won't do it, the Republicans won't do it, because you know what they all agree on? That 99.9% of the domestic terrorists are white. They will rather let this thing go and hope the states can charge these boys with it, but they won't do it on a federal level. It's sad. It is really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Trump wants the suburban women to do him a favor and please like him.
Oh, I'm.
He said, "I
like
your damn neighborhoods, okay?" Well, it's the reason why he came out and said that, because remember, a month ago, the suburban moms got to look out because the people are going to come. They're going to the something's going to come and take over your neighborhood, and they're going to be led by Cory Booker. Why Cory Booker? That's the first black name you can think of.
Well,
I remember the commentator saying, if he would have defined a black guy to scare suburban moms, he picked the wrong one. Nobody's afraid of Cory Booker. Oh, my God. This guy goes rescue cats out of burning trees or whatever.
Right.
This is who you pick?
Well,
But
here's the thing. How about Trump having his – when he had them rally for his recent rallies and more people getting affected with the virus?
Yeah.
Super spreader event.
Well,
and
Giuliani
Chris,
had one Saturday and nobody knew it. He had one on the low. You can't find too much video footage of it. I don't think video footage started coming out till like midday today, where people were able to get some, but it was a lot of pictures floating around on the internet, because I didn't even find out until I've been literally sick. All I do is sit there and stare at the TV if I'm not asleep. So I'm watching every bit of news that hit. I got like two TVs in my room, but I'm looking at two channels at one time, and then I got four phones in my hand. So I'm not missing any news. I can't go anywhere. And there was no Giuliani until today. And he's sitting there with no mask on, with a bunch of dudes with MAGA hats and women, and it was just a hot mess.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But
that's really a shame.
My favorite super spreader event was Blexit.
Brexit?
That Trump had at the White House? Blexit.
Oh.
Cannon, what's her name? Owens, the piece of garbage,
Candace
the black
Owens.
Chick that loves, she loves the Republican Party. They're better for black people. Well, the word then got out that she paid them to be there. You can't make this stuff up, can you? He was saying, oh, my God, and then behind the scenes, we found out that he was super pissed off because only 100 and something people showed up. He was expecting 5,000. And And then the news reports kept coming out saying 400, and then people start saying, no, I was there. There weren't no 400 people there. And it was a smaller number because Candace Owens could only afford to pay a certain amount of people. I tell you, is this something off of... sometimes I feel like I'm literally watching a comedy show. This doesn't seem real to me. To think that this idiot was going to, instead of him, you know, he came up the steps and he took his mask off and saluted the helicopter at the Truman balcony or whatever. His original plan while he sat in the hospital getting ready to leave was, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to act like I'm sick and frail. I'm going to limp up the steps. I'm going to turn to the cameras and I'm going to open up my jacket and rip off my shirt with my Superman t-shirt underneath.
That was your president that said that.
No, somebody talked him out of that. Somebody told him, sir, please don't do that.
that
was
went
going
viral
to be his
social
big
media.
Return out of the hospital. Yeah, that was going to be his big return out of the hospital. But instead, he went with Commander-in-Chief. He's a warrior. That's all you heard on Fox News that whole day. He's a warrior. He's a warrior. Old fat pot face that used to be the press secretary. She went on every show that she stood. Oh, he's a warrior. You cow, shut up.
What's that? Kayla McElmary or?
No, Mike Huckabee daughter. Always like she got a mouthful of ham sandwiches. Talk about he's a warrior. No other president would have did that. You tell me what other president you know can get COVID, spend 3 days in the hospital, and come out and show the American people what real strength looks like.
Oh, my God. Oh,
boy.
But I hope, like I said,
this
I hope
America.
Biden wins. This country needs some sanity.
This country needs an enema.
if Biden wins by a landslide, we might have to do a special show about the post election. If Biden wins by a landslide, I'd be happy. But I just said people's got to come out to vote in record numbers like they've been doing now. Don't be surprised if Biden steals a Republican state, and I believe he might get Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio needs to get his stuff together too.
Mike DeWine, don't get me started with him.
Yeah, I liked your last governor. I really did. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't agree with everything, but he was a traditional fair-minded Republican.
What's that man's name?
Kasich. Kasich, yeah. I said, if I got to deal with a governor, I want it to be Kasich's. If I got to deal with the press, because remember, he was what? It came down to the final four. It was Kasich, Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. And I said, I guess out of these four pieces of dirt, if we got to deal with a Republican, we might as well be Kasich's. Because he's pretty much fair-minded. He's just conservative. He doesn't, you know, they want smaller government, which means they want to spend less on stuff we really need. They want the states to step up. So that's what I don't want it, but if I got to pick my poison, it's going to be that. But yeah, he came out for Biden. He was a part of the Democratic convention. He gave his little speech. It pissed every single Republican you can think of off, except the ones that don't like Trump. I mean, but the ones who were part of the cult, they called him a traitor, and I was like, damn. we covered the Department of Justice probe alleged the unmasking conspiracy with no charges and no public report. And guess who's on Donald Trump's shit list? Bill Barr. Guess who won the effing pony?
Trump said he wasn't happy.
That was what he said today or yesterday or something like that. What he said real Friday, because he already knew. We all knew that Bill Barr wasn't coming up with anything. It just Bill Barr finally came out in public, but the word had already got out through the people in the Department of Justice that were talking to the reporters. Listen, I have never seen a White House that had so many people snitching in almost every facet of the government. You know, every White House has rats. Even Obama, he had tons of them. But this here, it's like these people are working for Trump and working against him because they're listening to the stupid things that are going on and they're calling their newspapers. That's why you think all of these different these news organizations talk about my source. Everybody got a source. It's scary. And when you listen to Omarosa Hoagie Rolls, whatever her name is, she'll sit there and tell you how people knew that they couldn't publicly come out because he made everybody sign confidentiality reports. So they would whisper the facts to the news sources. So that's the country we living in now, y'all.
Yeah, we're the laughing stock of the world.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And we got over 200,000 people dead this virus, and Trump still don't care.
Yep, he don't care because at the end of the day, it ain't him. Trump cares about nothing but himself. He doesn't want to come out of that White House because he knows if he does, all holy hell will fall upon him. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. You want to start selling and auctioning off all them properties that's left. And he, you know, the Trump company has made more money than it's made in decades just by him being in the White House, running the Secret Service around everywhere and charging maximum rate. When you got goofy-ass Eric talking about something, well, we only charge, what, a couple bucks a night. You lying sack of crap. We're talking $500 to $900 stays a night for Secret Service guys. Who pays that? We do, in our taxes. Them dudes don't have no clients like that. Why do you think he goes to his place, and when there's foreign dignitaries he wants to show around the country, they stay at his places. And it's on our dime.
Yeah.
So, Janet, we're down to 1 minute and 30 seconds. You got some good news for us?
Well, other than we are back on Shoebox Talk, we're back on, we're going to be updating some more within the month with our shows. So tune in for that. And then, of course, we are moving forward with Zuri Incorporated. If you need a part-time job, a full-time job, or just to supplement your income, check us out, ZuriIncorporated.com, ZuriInc.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
We also ramming up Shoebox Talk fall, getting ready to get this shopping on for the holidays. So y'all tune into that. Check us out in the group. And follow the links.
Mm-hmm. And most definitely, make sure you guys follow us on all your social media platforms under Hubnet, HUBNET online, and follow the show at Shoebox Talk. Brother Darius, Ms. Janet, thank you so much for being patient with me while I've been down, and I'm glad to be back. And
we're glad
you're
back.
Let's finish
too.
This quarter strong.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. That's right. Get ready for the holidays. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Jubilee Affair with Pastor Dante on Sundays.
Yep, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, folks. You guys have a great day. Great night.
All right.
Good night.
See you next week.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.